Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Zayin Omen Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful Siman Tof Mem Beis. And we begin on the very top line with the last Sif, Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Arevos, these troughs, as we'll see, these are wooden troughs that are made up of board slats, Shaloshim Behen Chometz, which are used for kneading Chometz products all year. You make a dough, and this is the place where they would knead a big dough. So endless smoke, you shouldn't rely upon over here. Amasha rochetz in oson bechamin umenakri nechometz men. You shouldn't rely solely upon the fact that you've rinsed them out with hot water to get rid of any chometz that's present over there. And as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Memvav, lo mayri leinyon lahagilon ulishtamish ben bepesach. We're not talking about here doing hagola, doing boiling it. We're using with boiling hot water to get rid of the chometz to make it usable to eat stuff from it on Pesach, to use it on Pesach, to cook stuff or to knead stuff on Pesach, the bazeh ain't tzarech letzeruv kizayis, because for that, you wouldn't even need to have over here a kizayis of chametz altogether. Daha afilu yishor mashuwasser, there, even if there was any chametz left over here, it would not be acceptable. So we're not talking here about actually using these utensils after you cleaned them with hot water, you did a hagola with them with hot water. Elo mayri, we're talking here, le'inyan latzdian. Are you allowed to keep them and not be over by your rabbi yimotze, or do you have to get rid of them in some way that you're not over by your rabbi yimotze? So the Mechaber is telling us over here that these wooden troughs that have holes in between them, as the Mishnah will explain further, and therefore there's dough that gets stuck in there that it's almost impossible to clean out. And that's what the Mechaber now tells us. Ki efshar lenakron. You can't really possibly expect to clean them out. Shlo yishar ben benakol kizayis. That between all these little slats over here, that in total you wouldn't have always at least a kizayis worth over here of the dough of the chametz over here in between these slats, and it's impossible essentially to remove that no matter how much you clean them out with hot water, and therefore v'akli mitzarfo, this chametz, even though it's not all together in one spot, but the kli, this trough over here, is mitzarif them, it combines them all, that you now have a kizayis, even though they're not all together in one spot, and therefore, what should you do? You got to get rid of this. Mitzarech litnum b'maton alen Yehudi, you give it away to a non-Jewish person. Again, you can also sell it, you can also do other things with it, but you got to get rid of it until Adli Achar Pesach, until after Pesach. Then you could take it back from the non-Jewish person and it wouldn't be a problem of Chomit Shav Olav Asa Pesach. Alternatively, O Letuchon Batit, you can go and smear it with some sort of clay or a pitch or tar over here and this would nullify it. V'hu Adin Lebotzeik Shebekli Nesarim Sheni Yochalotzio. The same thing applies if you have some sort of a board over here that it's impossible to get the chametz out from the board over here, and therefore you must do what we just said, either give it, sell it to a non-Jewish person, or vitoche with tit, smear it over here with some pitch or tar, and in this way you're not over by raw, by your matzah. Now let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Zayin. He adds over here and he says that when we said e evshor lenakron, it's impossible, lav davka didn't mean that it's literally impossible. El rotz lomar, it means he wants to tell us that most of the time you're not going to be successful. And therefore, the berov hapamim lo yuchel enakron kiroi, since most times you will not be able to go and clean it out properly, even though sometimes you might be able to. Therefore, v'machmir v'lochein yesh lahachmir mishum chumra d'chometz b'chol gabnei. Because in general, while we don't normally say it's good to be a machmir, on Pesach we say, kol ha-machmir tovu olav brocha. And therefore, in regards to Ilchus Pesach, we have many, many chumras, which maybe on the strict sense of the din aren't necessary, but we are very strict in regards to chometz on Pesach. And therefore, in this situation where we can't guarantee that much of the time we're going to adequately clean it out, we therefore get rid of it so we're not over, at least even in theory, by Yiroa, by Yimotzi. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, because for Achronim, he brings down the name of the Morgan Avram, the Yerab, and the Makor Chaim, as you can see in the Sharetzion Os Ayin Tes. The Hochamayr, we're talking here, as I've already mentioned, Ba'arevos, Soasuyos, Minasarim Gedolim. These are troughs that are made over here from large slats or boards, Shalosh and Ben Pas, and they were used for kneading bread, kneading the dough. And in between each of the slats, each of the boards, there are spaces. And that's where the dough collects over there in those spaces. However, he says, if you're dealing with a single trough that's not made up of multiple boards, a smaller kneading basin, it's all one item. It's one board. It's not made up of multiple boards. So there's no cracks or holes or slats, spaces in between them. Ve'en behem shum sedek, and there are no cracks in this board. Pishita, then it's perfectly clear. Then you could adequately clean it, and then you could just put it away for Pesach and not have a problem by your rabbi Yemotza. You don't have to sell it to a guy. But even in that situation, we wouldn't let you use it on Pesach to go and make a new dough for Pesach. And if in fact you did that, however, but if you do a full hagola and a cleaning, while we don't lichatchila let you use this on Pesach, mutter, after the fact, anything that you did make in this dough, assuming that it didn't become chametz on its own, but just because it was in contact with that bowl, would in fact not be chametz and would be kosher to eat on Pesach. The issue footnote number 64 brings down over here, even though we normally don't use this for hot, so how come it absorbs over here? Why are we so concerned? Nevertheless, he says, we do require over here that you use boiling water over here to kasher it and get rid of any chametz that's there. And this is based upon the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tof Nun Aleph. And the reasoning there is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. Shaholu mashim bohen eso isos ad sheyachmitzu, because the dough with the chametz in it stays there for quite a bit of time until it becomes chametz. When you're kneading it, you let it sit there for a while. You let it rise. It could be sometimes hours. So dinon kebeis sa'or sha'osu lishtamish bo lelo hagola. And therefore, it requires hagola over here, because the chametz is sitting in it for a long period of time. I would say this is somewhat analogous to kavush kimavushal, that if you let something soak on Shabbos for a period of 24 hours, so then we consider it halachically as if it's been cooked in that item, even though it was just soaking there in cold. So to over here, the fact that the chametz is sitting there in this trough for a significant period of time, we view it as if it requires hagola, because we assume the chametz, so to say, got into all the places over here and can only come out with hagola. Nevertheless, even though you do hagola lechatrila, you shouldn't actually use this to make new dough on Pesach. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Pei, the Chofetz Chaim tells us that this din that we just learned over here, that you shouldn't use it, is from the El Yerabah. And he says, Venira, the source for this El Yerabah, Makoruhu, mi Simen Tof Nun Aleph, as we just pointed out, is from Simen Tof Nun Aleph, as we just had in Dirshu footnote number 64. And he says, the Mistimas Hadvarim Shom, from the fact that it's not discussed in detail further over there, Mashma the Bechol Gavni Yasser, under all circumstances, there are no exceptions to this rule. He brings down the Taz and the Chok Yaakov, who say from the Beis Yosef, She Efsho Legorin Ulanakosin Yofe Yofe, Shlo Yishoa Mashu Chomets Beza Sedek, Sheno Nira La'ain. And he says the reasoning is because it's impossible that you're not going to have, even if it's not visible to the eye, some bits of Chomets over there in the cracks. However, midivrei haramoshim, if you just look at the Ramah over there, he concludes ukvar nizbar la'el in Simen Tov Mem Beis. He says over there that our sugya over here explains it, and therefore it's muchach digam kan ma'iri ba'osan inyan shemavor sham. We're talking about the same case over there, and he says mikol mokom le'inyan latznian, but you can't use it, but to just put it away, one can rely upon the Magen Avraham and the other Achronim that say that you can be makel b'neser echad, if it's a single entity over here, it's not made up of slats, but it's one piece of wood, it's one trough, therefore you can rely upon just putting it away, and you don't have to sell it to a guy or give it to a guy. And the reason why we can be lenient over here, he says, because the whole din is really a chumrah over here, as most of the Achronim hold, and therefore you don't have to actually get rid of it from your possession. You're not over by your rabbi Yemotzi, as long as you clean it in the way that we mentioned. If it's a single entity, it's not made up of multiple boards. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Memches tells us that you give it as a matana to the non-Jewish person, and he'll own it throughout Pesach, and then you can take it back from him after Pesach. But the Mishnah Berurah cautions, not that you can tell him that, lo shiyom el lochri kain, because otherwise that's not really considered a present. Ella, what should you do? Yitnim lo b'matana gemuri. You give it to him full-heartedly. Ella, sha'achar ha-Pesach, but after Pesach, yochol lachzu v'litn m'men. You can take it back from him and say, can I please have it back? And if he'll give it back, then it's not a problem. As we will learn, commotion is bar b'simen tof memches, and we'll wait till we get over there to learn these dinim in more detail. Now the Mishnah says in Sivkot and Memtes, he says the same thing applies over here when you're dealing with a dough that's made in some sort of a wooden utensil, wooden planks over here, these boards of wood over here, that is impossible, essentially. It's going to be very difficult, essentially, to get rid of the chametz. The Mishnah says in Sivkot Memtes, because of Mariel, the Mariel writes, the chein ha-minog, the same halacha applies, the minog is to be strict, bidape mulyosa, the eitzim megalgalin, v'kol ha-kelim sheshimshu ba-isa. The same halacha applies, he says, with the boards that they used to make some sort of various pastry-filled items known as muyasa. This would be like a knish or a meat pie or things like that. So the boards that we made to use for those doughs, or the eitzim megalgalin, or rolling pins, or some sort of implement that they would use, or any other kelim that they would use to deal over here with doughs, so a rolling pin or a baking board or whatever it is, the din is you either letuchan batit, you go and smear it with some sort of pitch or tar over here, olimkro lenochri, or you sell it to a non-Jewish person, and in this way, there is no problem of bayiro or bayimotze. Olfi mashikos v'achronim anal, and according to the achronim that we've already mentioned, im asuyos mechaticha achas, but we can be makel over here, if it's one piece, it's not that there are holes in between these boards, then daish menakrin heitev, then it will be adequate if you clean it out well, and you just put it away. Umatznim b'mokum tzenua, that you don't use it, of course, but you're not over by your own matzeh by having it in your possession. The Sharatzion and Ospe Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, this is the opinion, Ken Kosev El Yeraba, in the name of the Shiori Knesset Sekdola. However, he says, Achu lo chilek ben asuyus mechticha achas olo. He doesn't differentiate over there whether it's made from one piece of wood or from multiple pieces of wood. He says, V'akoponim basuyus mechticha achas yesh lusmuch lokal. He says, certainly, you can rely to be the lenient opinion over here when it's made of one piece of wood. In the Ber Hey tape, in Os Yudalid, he brings down further from his Shiur Knesset Gdola. He says, our women, the Noshe Didon, Menachrin Oson Heitev Umatzdin, they rely upon this, and as we just pointed out from the Shiur Knesset Gdola, they do this. And he says, Va'afilu Arevo Shaloshibba, they do this even for a trough over here that they go and knead in. And he says, Nira Mibach, from the Bach, it appears, the Eino El Chumra. The whole thing is a Chumra over here. And therefore, the boards that are made, the troughs over here that are made from one piece of wood, the Ein Bohem Shum Sedek, and they don't have any cracks in them, Pshita D'Yochol Nakwan, it's as adequate if you just clean them out and put them away. Now we go to the Ramah. And the Ramah says, Hagah, V'tov Lasos Kein B'Kelim Shemenichem Bohen Kemach Kol Hashana. He brings down from the Marie Vial that you should do the same thing, this chumra over here for the utensils that you need dough in, you should do it even for the utensils that you just store flour in all year long. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun, the Shemo Yesh Aleim Chashash Chimutz, because there's always a concern that maybe they became chametz, v'nichlesu benat stokim, and likewise, it went in between the cracks of this container that you're storing the flour in, and therefore, there is potential that there will be a kezayis of chametz, that the kli would be mitzdarif, and you'd be over by your raw, by your matze. The issue footnote number 65 brings down that there are more rights over here, shetov linhog bekelim, shemenich bem kemach, kishem shenog in barevos. It is a good idea, suggesting that it's only a chumra over here, and that it's not a din. Kolomar, lemochrom lenochri, lotochom betrit, is a nice thing. Sell it to the guy, or smear it with tar or pitch, and life will be good. But you really don't have to do this. That's not the ikordin. It's just a hanhaga tova. But the Sharatzion questions this in Simon Tov Nun Aleph. We writes over there that the Taz brings down Shinis Harim Shalol Hagil Kalim Shemnichem Bem Kamach. That you have to be careful not to go do Hagola on such utensils that have flour in them. And the Sharatzion over there says Shemashma, it appears Shaaf Kidei Lashosam Ein Dai BaHagola. That you cannot just leave them even though you did Hagola. You still have to be Tochem Mitid, smear them with pitch or tar, or go and sell it to a guy. And it seems that that's the Ikra Din. So if you look over there in the Shar HaTzion, in Sivkot and Kufyud Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, he discusses this in greater detail, and the Dirshu footnotes over there also discuss this in greater detail. Mitz Hashem, when we get to it, we will discuss it as well ourselves. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'chein b'kelim shemanichem behem pas kol hashana. The same Din applies, the same Chumru applies when you store bread in containers or utensils, as we'll see, in a wicker basket all year long. You shouldn't use that same thing on Pesach. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Aleph tells us, Hainu Salam Shel Netzar. This is a wicker basket. There's a basket that's made out of little wicker pieces of wood. Mipnei Sheyesh Behem Gumos, because there are holes over there, V'yev Shel Anakron, and it's impossible, or almost impossible, for you to really clean it out well. So what should you do with it? So he says, V'yesh latminam, you should go and put it away for Pesach, b'cheder shein rogul le'elshom, in a place where you don't go, and therefore there is no chashash over by your matzeh, but you should put it away and not use it on Pesach. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Pei Beis, he brings down this in the name of the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Marie Vail, and he says, V'inei ha'prima godim meforish debazel l'chud sage achashi enaker heitev, that here alone it's adequate to just put it away and just clean it out well. Here it's fine to put it away, and you won't be able to buy your matzah because you're only concerned about maybe some crumb putting in over there. But with the trough, the Yesh Chashash Letzerev Kizayis, there you're really worried about having altogether in all the various spaces and cracks in the trough over here with the multiple planks that you can have a Kizayis, then it would be mitzdarif it by being in the Kli and being over by Rabbi Yimotze. So therefore, Shom Ein Amol Hatmon Elvad, there you can't just put it away, but you have to do either Tochim Betid or you have to sell it or give it to a guy. But here, even here, according to the opinion of the Chok Yaakov and the Chevin Moshe, it's not enough to just put it away, but you also have to do the Tochim Betid or go and give it to a non-Jewish person. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, Umapa, if you have a tablecloth, Shoyim Unachas Al Sak Kemach, that it was placed over on top of a container or a sack that had flour in it, Lo Mahani Lo Nir, it's not enough to just shake it out. Utsricha Kibus, you have to wash it. Kedei Lishtamish Lav BePesach. If you want to use this on Pesach, this tablecloth, you have to go and wash it. He brings down the name of the Mariel, and the Mishbur says, in Sivkot Nun Beitz, Hainu Kibus Yofe Bechamin, you have to use wash it in hot water, the Efer, using various detergents. They're talking here about ashes, but it would be any detergent. The Chabit, and you have to beat it. Again, our washing machines would be adequate. And he brings us down the name of the Achronim. As we just said, the Mariel says this as well. And he says, further dinim about this are discussed. Vayin lekamen and simen tofenum gimel sivav over mishnah berurah sham mitzvah shem. We look forward to learning those dinim when we get there. With that, we conclude simen tof ben beis and today's shir.